Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the county's Phase 1A distribution of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. This is part one of a two-part interview. So how has the distribution been going so far for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, thus far, we had our first clinic on Wednesday and last Wednesday, and we have two more clinics scheduled. We have been working with the providers in the community to try to get them in, those who qualify for 1A. We know that the hospital was able to vaccinate some of their staff before Christmas and the rest of their staff before the new year. And then we also know that the pharmacies have come in to start vaccinating long-term care residents and employees. So we are officially off to a good start, I think, in doing Phase 1A. And I think right now our biggest, you know, concern is just our capacity, our staffing capacity, being able to get everybody in, reaching out to people, making sure we don't miss anybody in Phase 1A. So if you are a healthcare worker, you work directly with patients, and you live in Washington County and you haven't been approached by either public health or your employer to get vaccinated, please contact us here at the office, 319-653-7758, and ask for either myself, Danielle, or Carrie, and we can get you scheduled for one of our next COVID clinics. We do want to make sure that we're catching everybody, but we also know that we're going to inevitably miss people, and we don't want to do that. So if you want to reach out to us and get on our list, that would be great. We also try to have a backup list for all of our clinics because there's supposedly 10 doses in each vial. However, sometimes we're able to squeeze out 11 or 12 doses in each vial, and we really don't want to waste any vaccine. So we try to have a backup list so that we have people that we can call to say, hey, we need you to come in here in the next, you know, hour or so to come get this. We're going to have some extra doses because once we pierce the vial, we have to use it within 6 hours or we have to waste it. There are no preservatives in this mRNA vaccine, so we really need to use it. Otherwise, we have to toss it.
And so for those who can receive the vaccine who are eligible right now, does this also include those who live in Washington County but work outside the county in healthcare, those who, you know, if they haven't already been in contact by their own employer?
Yes, absolutely. All of the above. Yes, if you live in Washington County, if you work in Washington County, you live and you work in healthcare, please give us a call. Please give us a call, as I said, 653-7758. Ask for either myself or Carrie, and we can get you on the schedule. Or we can get you on a backup list to call you when we have extra.
Now, did you mention that long-term care residents are starting to receive the vaccine in Washington County?
Yes, they already have. My understanding is that started last week. Those are with pharmacy agreements, and so they are actually getting the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine has a more complicated cold chain that has cold chain requirements that are beyond our capacity here at local public health. So they are getting the Pfizer vaccine from the pharmacies, whereas we are giving the Moderna vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine does have the eligibility to vaccinate those who are 16 and above. So if you are a healthcare worker working in long-term care, you know, 16, 17, 18, you're going to be eligible to get that Pfizer vaccine. But Moderna is only for those who are 18 and above.
Now, I saw on Facebook last week, your husband, Johnny, who works at Washington County Hospital, he received the vaccine. Have you received the vaccine yourself?
I have. We offered it all to our employees who either work in direct patient care or who are going to be working on those clinics because we're going to be basically coming into contact with thousands of Washington County residents over the next several months as we start to do the dissemination of these vaccines. And so we wanted to offer our staff that protection as we do these vaccine clinics. So I was vaccinated on Wednesday. Had a sore arm for probably 36 hours, no other symptoms, felt fine, so really no different for me than when you had the flu shot.
And I've heard of a couple of cases in the U.S. where people have experienced an allergic reaction to the vaccine. Is that something that people should look out for if they have any allergies?
Yes, absolutely. And I know we've had some people reach out to us in advance before they were set to get their vaccine to say, hey, I'm a little bit concerned about my allergies. And I said, you know what, here, let me send you the vaccine fact sheet. It does have the ingredients listed. You can go over it with your doctor to determine if there's anything in the vaccine that is going to cause you to have an allergic reaction. And that way they can make a determination about what is best for them.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about the county's Phase 1A distribution of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.